Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 30th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The European Commission charged Apple with antitrust violations, saying Apple abused its market position by making music streaming apps use its in-app payment system and distorted competition by limiting how developers could inform users of cheaper ways to subscribe outside the app. The case stems from an antitrust complaint filed by Spotify in March 2019. Google announced it will roll out new policies for Play Store app listings later this year, which will limit app titles to 30 characters, forbid all caps unless part of a brand, and names cannot incentivize sales with words like sale or buy now. In the second half of 2021, Google will also require app preview assets, like screenshots and video, to accurately represent apps, provide enough information to users, and be localized correctly. Apple's App Store added search suggestions in the US, Canada, Australia, and the UK. Typing a word in search will now surface predicted suggestions below the search bar, which will further filter results. In February, NVIDIA released a driver update for the RTX 3060 cards that limited the hash rate for Ethereum mining by around 50%, then accidentally rolled back the limit in a beta driver released in March. The limit is back in the GeForce 466.27 driver and will be required for all future RTX 3060 cards starting in May. Amid heavy storms in Texas back in February, Samsung was forced to shut down its plant in the city of Austin for a month, which Yonhap News now reports cost Samsung around 300 billion won, or 270 million US dollars, impacting around 71,000 wafers. The Financial Times reports Samsung still saw its highest quarterly profit since 2018, driven by its mobile division and strong sales of its flagship Galaxy S21 series. Analysts at IDC found that in Q1, Chromebook shipments increased 357% in the year to 13 million units, surpassing Apple's global iPad shipments of 12.7 million in the quarter. HP took the top spot, with shipments up 633% to 4.4 million units. Lenovo was second in market share, shipping 3.3 million on 356% growth. And Acer took number three, growing shipments a paltry 151% to 1.9 million units. Twitter beat analyst earnings expectations in Q1, earning 16 cents per share on revenue of $1.04 billion, but missed on monetizable daily active user estimates with 199 million, up 7 million on the quarter and up 20% of the year. Ad revenue was up 32% in the year to $899 million, with ad engagement up 11%. Amazon earned $15.79 per share in Q1, with revenue up 44% to $108.52 billion, beating analyst expectations. AWS saw revenue up 32% in the year to $13.5 billion, the first time revenue growth increased on the quarter since 2018, while other revenue, which is mostly advertising, was up 77% in the year to $6.9 billion. ByteDance named its CFO, Shouzi Chu, as CEO of TikTok, with interim CEO Vanessa Pappas named the new chief operating officer. Chu joined TikTok in March after serving as Xiaomi's CFO since 2015. The enterprise software company SAP voluntarily admitted to violating software export sanctions with Iran from 2010 through 2017, as part of a settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice. The company will pay an $8 million fine and hand over $5.14 million in ill-gotten gain and invested $27 million on remediation and compliance. YouTube started testing timestamp video comments on Android and iOS, working similar to the replay chat section in a YouTube live video watched after a stream is over. YouTube only enabled the feature with a select number of videos, with access limited to a small group. Roku removed the YouTube TV app from its channel store after failing to come to a distribution agreement with Google. The channel is still currently available for existing YouTube TV customers. Linksys launched the first Wi-Fi 6E certified systems that can use the 6 GHz band, with the $500 Hydra Pro 6E router and the $1,200 Atlas Max 6E mesh system with three nodes, originally shown at CES. The Hydra Pro offers speeds up to 6.6 gigabits per second and covers 2,700 square feet, while the Atlas Max can cover up to 3,000 square feet per node. An update for Chromecast with Google TV offers new advanced video controls and settings, with options to select a preferred dynamic range format and manually set things like resolution and refresh rate. The update also improves Wi-Fi performance on 6 GHz networks and mesh systems. And finally, Instagram Live will now let users mute microphone and turn off video during a stream. Currently, hosts cannot toggle video and microphones for guests, but Instagram said it will roll out more capabilities to broadcasters soon. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.